Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1, except during football season when a football game is usually on at 1. And it is football season right now. I've been listening to a lot of music recently, mostly stuff from the camp I went to, and I'll be playing some of that next week. But this week, I've got mostly traditional things. I'm going to start off with The City of New Orleans. I think it's one of the great songs of my era. For one thing, it commemorates the trains. As I've noticed, technology doesn't get into songs until it's been around for a few hundred years. Airplanes are just sort of getting into songs now. And space and rockets and stuff aren't there yet. Computers certainly aren't there yet. So we'll see. But City of New Orleans is about a train. And it's about the dying of the passenger train industry, if you ask me. This version is sung by Arlo Guthrie, Woody Guthrie's son. Woody Guthrie is a legendary folk singer. One of my regrets in life is I didn't go visit him when I could have. I knew he was in the hospital. He was in New York. I was in Boston. It would have been easy to do. Didn't do it. But I loved his music. I love his songs. And this one is sung by his son, Arlo Guthrie. The better version, the one I like best, is by Willie Nelson. But this one has its own merit, has its own rhythms and its own stuff. And Arlo Guthrie is a good singer and does a good job with it, puts his heart into it. So this is City of New Orleans by Arlo Guthrie.
Riding on the City of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rain. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, three conductors, 25 sacks of men. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee, rolls along past houses, farms, and fields, passing trains that have no names, great yards full of old black men. The graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Dealing card games with the old man in the club car. Penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. Feel the wheels drumming beneath the floor. And the sons of home importers and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpet made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rail is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Nighttime on the City of New Orleans. Changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home and we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. And the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. The passengers will please refrain. This train's got the disappearing railroad. Say, don't you know me? city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
City of New Orleans by Arlo Guthrie. Well, next up is the Zac Brown Band. I don't know them well, but I have heard of them. They sing a lot of good stuff. This particular number is called Day for the Dead, not to be confused with Day of the Dead, which is coming on November 1st, which is a Mexican kind of holiday celebrated around the world. We do it here in the Unitarian Church. We have a Day of the Dead, and you bring in mementos of dead people, and you celebrate them. You don't mourn them. But this is Day for the Dead. I think it's related. The Zac Brown Band consists mainly of four singers, and they sing through the same mic, pretty much, and then do four-part harmony. And the producer said, we don't have to mess with the adjustments or anything. They just do it natural. It's straight the way it's sung. So this is a song called Day for the Dead. It's a little different from my usual fare, but gets into some nice stuff. Day for the Dead by the Zac Brown Band.
Are you ready?
Stay on your ass, just to pay his fare.
Day for the
For the Dead by the Zac Brown Band. Well, now we're going back to something a little more like my usual fare. This is Good Old Boys Like Me by Don Williams. I play a number of songs like this. There's a tradition in the South of good old boys and simple people and hardworking men, laborers and workers and coal miners. And the songs are mostly humble, although sometimes there's a bit of redneck bragging and stuff. But this is a classic, Good Old Boys Like Me, sort of like Here I Am, a Simple Man in a Small Town. What do you do with good old boys like me? And I identify a little bit with it. It's one of my alternate personas that I like to pretend I am. I am not a good old boy, but a little bit of me is, and I could have been. I was born in Tampa, Florida, and raised partly in Abingdon, and there were a lot of good old boys around me. So, but then I went off around the world and was gone for 50 years until I came back. So this one isn't exactly me. However, this is Good Old Boys Like Me by Don Williams.
When I was a kid, Uncle Remus, he put me to bed. Picture of Stonewall Jackson above my head. Then Daddy came in to kiss his little man, with gin on his breath and a Bible in his hand. He talked about honor and things I should know. Then he'd stagger a little as he went out the door. I can still hear the soft southern winds in the live oak trees. And those Williams boys, they still mean a lot to me. Hank in Tennessee, I guess we're all gonna be what we're gonna be. So what do you do? Good old boys like me. Well, nothing makes a sound in the night like the wind does. But you ain't afraid if you're washed in the blood like I was. The smell of cave jasmine through the window screen. John R. and the Wolfman kept me company. By the light of the radio by my bed, with Thomas Wolfe whispering in my head. I can still hear the soft southern winds in the live oak trees. And those Williams boys, they still mean a lot. Hank in Tennessee, I guess we're all gonna be what we're gonna be. So what do you do with good old boys like me? When I was in school, I ran with a kid down the street. watched him burn himself up on bourbon and speed. But I was smarter than most, and I could choose. Learn to talk like a man on the 6 o'clock news. When I was 18, Lord, I hit the road. But it really doesn't matter how far I go. I can still hear the soft southern winds in the live oak trees. And those Williams boys, they still mean a lot to me. Hank in Tennessee, I guess we're all gonna be what we're gonna be. So what do you do with good old boys like me? Yeah, what do you do with good old boys like me?
Good Old Boys Like Me by Don Williams. Well, next up is a protest song. It's by Sinead O'Connor. Sinead O'Connor is an Irish folk singer with a powerful voice. Beautiful young woman. She's actually still in her 40s, but became very famous in her 20s. And this is a song called The Foggy Dew. There was an earlier version written in 1840, a protest song. This was written in 1919. And the basic theme then was that they didn't want their sons going off to World War I fighting for what they thought of as the English. They wanted their sons staying home fighting against the English. Sinead O'Connor just has this incredible power in her voice. And so she's advocating the cause of the Irish. She is Irish, and it comes through.
Springing think she's great. I think she's brilliant. We had a rehearsal with Sinead the day before. We went down to record. Sat in. She's great. Sinead is great, but she's one of ourselves, if you know what I mean. She was great. And just launched into it.
So that was Sinead O'Connor in some comments after the song, singing The Foggy Dew. Well, next up is an odd song. It's called Moonwalk Away by Goldfish, and it's fairly recent. I'm not really familiar with Goldfish as a group, nor with the song, but apparently it relates to the John Glenn landing on the moon, and anyway, listen to it and see what you can figure out from it. I'm still trying to figure out exactly what it all means, but I like it.
Thank you.
was Goldfish singing Moonwalk Away. Goldfish is from Cape Town, South Africa. They're a pair of men and occasionally a third singer. I think it was the third singer who sings leads. And they do a lot of electronic stuff. And they've won all sorts of awards. Well, next up is a group called Over the Rhine. And they're singing a song called Sacred Ground. And it, too, is a little different from what I usually play. And I can't tell you a whole lot about it. Over the Rhine is a band, Ohio-based, that sings a lot of folk music and stuff. They were formed in 1989. And so this is one of their pieces called Sacred Ground. And I just find it charming. And again, it's like the last song. It is not clear to me exactly what they're talking about, but somehow there's a message there, and I feel it rather than understand it.
Love me like a memory held too long, like the need to feel some forgotten song. Kiss me to chills like there's only me, like it's hard to kill the last cottonwood tree. Love me later when the stars fall down, a burning light for a wedding gown. I sow the blood right out of this ground, they'd still kick a flower when it's down. Help me trace the scars on mountains, the sun that sets in a bloody fountain. Take me home and lay me down on the hungry earth. Love me, love me on the sacred ground. Like the breath you held too deep, like the need you feel to lay still beneath. Leave me with teeth marks on my skin, like some holy spirits trying to get in. Love me like a rumor you can't outlive, like the deepest cut you'll ever forgive. They stole my blood, they stole my blood, they stole my blood right out of this ground. They'd still kick a flower when it's down. Help me trace the scars on mountains, the sun that sets in a bloody fountain. Take me home and lay me down on the hungry earth. Love me on the sacred ground. Love me, love me, love me.
Sacred Ground by Over the Rhine. Well, next up is a group that's new to me, Wayne Taylor and Appaloosa. And they're not in Wikipedia, so they're fairly new or new to the scene. And they're doing a song called Old Paint. It's an old country western kind of song. And I liked it a lot and didn't really know why. And I looked them up and found out that there are four musicians there, Wayne Taylor and three others. And every one of them is the top of his profession, the one of the best mandolin players in the world, one of the best banjo players in the world, and so forth. So these are all ace musicians. And they put together a nice little sweet, simple-sounding song, but it works for me. So this is Wayne Taylor and Appaloosa singing Old Paint. Thank you.
hills, rolled the dales, been through heaven, been through hell. Lost my heart on the dusty trail, but we still got miles to go. And if I'm given one more chance, I'll learn to sing, learn to dance, like a wild man in a trance. Yeah, we got miles to go. Old Paint, my old friend Paint, set tall, we've seen it all, but we still got miles to go. Old Paint, my old friend Paint, whoa, ride me low, my old Pinto, yeah, we got miles to go. Everything's gonna be just fine, long as you're riding by my side. Yeah, we got miles to go. And if it all comes to an end, I'll jump back on and ride again, through the dust and through the wind. Yeah, we got miles to go. Old Paint, my old friend Paint, sitting tall, we've seen it all, but we still got miles to go.
Old Paint by Wayne Taylor in Appaloosa. Well, next comes a group that I heard sing live a couple times in the 70s and 80s. This is Sweet Honey in the Rock. It's an all-female group, almost all a cappella. Occasionally they throw an instrument in. They're all black and lots of rhythm. And the woman who led them for years was a powerful, strong woman who would stomp around the stage. And I'm sure she's passed on. But they're still performing, and these songs are from back in that era. This song is called Breaths, and it was one of the more haunting ones they did. And I push the volume up when they do the breaths. They make breathing sounds. But this is Sweet Honey in the Rock singing Breaths. Bum 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 bum.
Listen more often to things than to beings. Listen more often to things than to beings. Ancestor's birth, when the fire's voice is heard, 'tis the ancestor's birth, in the voice of the waters. Those who have died have never, never lived. The dead are not under the earth. They are in the rustling trees, they are in the groaning woods, they are in the crying grass, they are in the moaning rocks. The dead are not under the earth. So listen more often to things than to beings. listen the more often to things than to beings. 'Tis the ancestor's breath when the fire's voice is heard. 'Tis the ancestor's breath in the voice of the water. Those who have died have never left. The dead have a pact with the living. They are in the woman's breast. They are in the waiting child. They are with us in the home. They are with us in the crowd. The dead have a pact with the living. So listen more often to things than to beings. Listen more often to things than to beings. 'Tis the ancestor's breath when the fire's voice is heard. 'Tis the ancestor's breath in the voice of the water. Listen more often to things than to beings. Listen more often to things than to beings. That is the ancestor's breath. When the fire's voice is heard, in the voice of the water.
That was Breaths by Sweet Honey and the Rock. Well, it's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music. And this is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And we come to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. This is WEHC FM 90.7. We're your college and community station. And all day long we have some wonderful stuff. NPR are part of the time and a lot of local shows like this one, and I encourage you to listen in. If you'd like to contact me, please send me email at hbaya, that's my last name, H-B-A-Y-A, at ehc.edu, Emory Henry College, and I'd love to hear from you out there. Well, moving on, that was Breaths by Sweet Honey and the Rock, and now we're going to a more traditional country music, Dreams That End Like This by the Gibson Brothers. And I often talk about Leavers and Leavies, and here's another Leavy song sung by a Leavy. And his problem is that, okay, it's over, and that's too bad, but it ended so suddenly he didn't really get to say goodbye. And this is a problem for him, and you can feel his pain. There's so many ways to feel pain when in a breakup, so here's one of them. In this case, Dreams That End Like This.
Thoughts of all I miss, dreams that end like this. You say it's over, it can't be over. I'm still in love with you. You say forget. Bring on cruel unhappiness and pain that will not quit. Oh, dreams that end like this. Become nights in empty rooms, and there all you're left with are dreams that end like this. Oh, dreams that end like.
Was Dreams That End Like This by the Gibson Brothers. Well, now we're going to the Grateful Dead. I don't play a lot of Grateful Dead, but occasionally I'll hear something by them that I like, and this is one of them. This is Friend of the Devil. It's a live recording. The original was released in 1970, and the story behind it, or the story in it, is that the singer, the protagonist, is apparently has committed some crime, never defined, and he's running from the law and makes a deal with the devil to get away with the law, but then the devil starts chasing him, so he's on the run. And this is Friend of the Devil by the Grateful Dead, and it's all acoustic.
Got a request to do this here. We did this in the first show, and we're going to do it again now.
Thus breaking a long-standing tradition. We love to break traditions.
I set out from Reno, I was trailed by 20 hounds. Didn't get to sleep that night till the morning came around. I set out running, but to take my time, a friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. I ran into the devil, baby, loaned me 20 bills. Spent the night in Utah in a cave up in the hills. I set out running, but to take my time, a friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just thought I'd get some sleep tonight. Went down to the levee, but the devil called me there. my $20 bill and it vanished in the air. I set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Got two reasons why I cry away each lonely night. First one's named Sweet Anne Marie, and she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison babe, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Chino, babe, and one in Cherokee. First one says she got my child, but it don't look like me. Said I'd run, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Got two reasons why I cry away each lonely night. The first one's named Sweet Anne Marie, and she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison babe, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Chino, babe, and one in Cherokee. First one says she got my child, but it don't look like me. I set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
Friend of the Devil by Grateful Dead. Well, next comes up one of my favorite musicians, one I play on this show probably as much as anyone, Paul Simon. I like Paul Simon's voice, I like his arrangements, but somehow one of the things that captivates me most with Paul Simon is the rhythm. The rhythm in his songs is just always different and interesting and strange and haunting, and this is no exception. This is Late in the Evening by Paul Simon.
girl, no matter what I do. Well, I guess I've been in love before, once or twice I've been on the floor, but I never loved no one the way that I love you. And it was late in the evening, and all the music seeping through.
Late in the Evening by Paul Simon. Well, we've got just a chance to play a little bit of the next song, which is Patsy Cline singing She's Got You. And then we'll just resume. Next week, we'll play the full song. Here's just a little bit of that.
I've got your picture that you gave to me, and it's signed with love, just like it used to be. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got your picture, she's got you. I've got the records that we used to share, and they still sound the same as when you were here. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got the records, she's got you. I've got your memory, or has it got me?
Patsy Cline singing She's Got You. Well, you've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I love, and I look forward to it. It's my favorite thing to do each week is to pick out the songs. I have more fun listening to songs, trying to select which ones I want to play, than almost anything else I do. And then I get to listen to them each week when I play them. I listen all the way through. And I enjoy each song, and I hope you do too. I hope you like some of them as much as I do. Well, I want to wish you a good week and encourage you to do what I ask you to do every week, and that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.